You have tuned into the Gospel Girlfriend Podcast, and I am your host, Winnie Winona. I am the girlfriend you can laugh with, pray with, or if you need that listening ear to share with. Gospel Girlfriend is all about positive energy, inspirational conversation, and uplifting affirmations. What's up, everybody? This is your Gospel Girlfriend, Winnie Winona. And I want to welcome you to the Gospel Girlfriend Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me on tonight's conversation. You know, tonight's conversation is one that is very dear to me because I'm going to be dealing in the area of self-perception, self-image. You know, how do you define your self-perception? Are you allowing others around you based on what they think or based on what they may be saying about you? Are you allowing other people to define your self-perception? You know, these are important questions that even as adults today that we face, you know, we think, oh, this is a teenage issue. This is something they deal with, you know, in high school, in junior high. No, I'm here to tell you that we as adults, you know, we deal with this same particular issue of our own self-image, what other people think about us. And so tonight, I want to try to help us get to a place where we have a peace, where we have an understanding about our self-perception, our self image, you know, and what God has to say about our image, what God has to say about what it means to be beautiful, you know, understanding the beauty of God. And so I want to share a little bit about a video. It's a very impactful video. If you get a chance, it's on YouTube. It's called Dove, D-O-V-E, like the Dove soap. It's Dove self-image. It's like an infomercial. And what was so impactful about this particular video is on YouTube is that there was a sketch artist that brought in a number of people, men and women, and he asked the people to, he, you know, worked one-on-one with each person and asked them to describe themselves. And as they began to describe themselves, he started to sketch out what that person looked like based on how they describe themselves. And so after the sketch artist drew this individual person, the next step was that another person came in and met with the person that he originally sketched. And so after these two people met, then the sketch artist met with the person that was introduced to the first set of people that he started off sketching. And he had these new set of people describe that very same person that they met with when he originally sketched that person. And so the third part of the video goes on to show where the sketch artist brought the original person, the first person, back into the room, and he had each sketch, there were two sketches, and he had them side by side. One sketch was how the person described themselves, and the second sketch was how someone else described that person. And so what was so impactful about the video is that the sketches were different. How that person described themselves was nothing like how the other person saw them. And so what people began to realize is that, you know, there was some healing that needed to take place in their life. You know, they needed to understand, why did they perceive themselves that way? Why did they have an imagery of who they are, what they look like, based on what they told the sketch artist? And so understanding our self-perception and learning how to develop a healthy self-perception, that is what tonight's conversation is all about. And I want to be able to help someone tonight just to develop a healthier self-perception. perception, you know, coming out of that place of defeat, coming out of that place of discouragement, coming out of that place where you may not even like yourself. You may not like your self-image, your self-perception for whatever the case may be. And so I do a teaching on self-perception, understanding our self-perception and how to develop a healthy self-perception. And so let's talk about for a minute how to develop a healthy self-perception. Well, one of the ways, because this is an area that God dealt with me about. And so actually, before I get into how to develop a healthy self-perception, let me just read what the Holy Spirit gave me about 2 years ago as he was dealing with me about my own personal self-perception, how I thought of myself. And this is what the Holy Spirit said. He said, "Don't allow what you think people may be saying about you or how they look at you define the perception you have of yourself." I'm going to repeat that. Don't allow what you think people may be saying about you or how they look at you define the perception you have of yourself. And that was so key for me because I found myself where I kind of define, you know, my own image of myself, my own self-perception based on what I thought people, how they looked at me, and based on how they looked at me, what they may have been thinking about me or what they may have said about me. And the biggest thing is, you know, misinterpreting facial expressions, you know, misinterpreting, you know, different words that may have been spoken in any given conversation. And so those type of ways of defining our self-perception can be very dangerous, you know, for an individual, because if we allow others to define our own self-image or our own self-perception, guess what begins to happen? You know, that can open the door for negative energy to come in. That could open the door for negative thoughts of self, negative conversation about self to come in. And, you know, we find ourselves in a place where we need healing, you know. It also opens up the door where we find ourselves nitpicking at ourselves. You know, we begin to question the way we wear our hair, the way we dress, the way we communicate with other people, you know, or it might cause us not to want to even communicate with other people because we're so worried about what that person, what other people may say about what we have to say. And so that's why it's so important that we have our own self-perception, have our own image of who we are, who we are in God. And one of the ways to develop a healthy self-perception, is to allow God to define our self-perception. You know, the Bible says in Genesis 1 and 27 that we are made in a likeness and an image of who God is. And so that's step number one, getting to know God for ourselves, you know, developing a healthy relationship about who God is and about who God says that we are. You know, God has a lot to say about who we are, you know, who we are people that he created in the likeness and the image of who he is. So, you know, understanding, developing that relationship, getting to know God for yourself is so key. And then the second point I want to bring up is when it comes to developing a healthy self-perception is understanding the beauty of God, what God has to say about beauty, and how God defines beautiful. You know, how God defines beautiful is totally different than what the world says beautiful is or how the world describes beauty. You know, the Bible says that our ways are not, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So what God thinks about beauty is totally different than what the society dictates to us about what beauty is. And so there's an article called The Magnificent Beauty of God. And it starts off talking about the ugliness of this world. You know, the negativity that we see all around us. But one key thing to keep in mind is that, and to overcome that negativity, that ugliness in this world, is to remember the goodness of God and who God is. Remembering his beauty, because everything that God created is beauty. You know, I call everything around it, I call it a masterpiece of beauty. You are a masterpiece of beauty. And so understanding, you know, our creator, you know, of what he has created in the earth. If you go outside, just stand outside and look at nature all around you, the grass, the trees, the animals, the squirrels, the birds, you know, the water, the ocean, and begin to see the beauty of who God, understanding that this is a thing of beauty, a work of beauty that God has created. So that's what he wants us to know and to understand, that, you know, that everything that came from God is beautiful. So our self-perception of ourselves, our image of ourselves, is because it came from God. You know, because we were made in the likeness and the image of who God is, we are a masterpiece of beauty. We are art of beauty. Amen. And so I hope that really helps someone tonight into just developing a turning point about their self-perception of who they are and their self-image. And so I want to close off by giving you 3 scriptures that you can go back and study and meditate on. And just even pray about as it relates to the beauty of God. And I think it'll help you develop also a healthier self-perception about yourself. The first scripture is 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. The second scripture is Proverbs 31 and 30. And the third scripture is Psalms 139, 13 and 14. So go back and meditate on those scriptures. And just begin to seek God, develop a relationship with God, help God to understand and ask him to show you, you know, the beauty that is within you, and allow that beauty to come out and radiate on the outside, so that you will begin to have a turning point, a change about your self-image, your self-perception of who you are. And so I want you to know that you, because you were made in his image, in God's likeness, you are a work of beauty. You are beautiful inside and out. Here is tonight's affirmation. This is a self-affirmation for developing a healthier self-perception, self-image, and to understand what it means to be beautiful. I am worthy. I am deserving of happiness, love, health, and peace. I care about myself. I deserve good in my life. I am worthy of having great relationships. I am a good person. I am worthy of great success. I am enough. I appreciate myself. I am worthy of love and attention. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our show on tonight. This has been your gospel girlfriend, Winnie Winona, and I hope you heard something that inspired or encouraged you to be grateful, to keep it moving, and always look for God in your day. And if you enjoyed this show, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. Until next time, know that your gospel girlfriend will be keeping you up in her prayers, and you are favored by God. I will see you on my next episode.